VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday announced a new six-point plan to combat the surge in recent weeks of Delta variant coronavirus cases and deaths, including sweeping vaccine mandates and other measures. Biden ordered federal workers and contractors, workers in most hospitals and healthcare settings, and any employee of a company with more than 100 workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus as part of a new effort to control the infectious disease. It was not immediately clear Biden's order covering federal workers and contractors would allow for exemptions for those seeking religious or medical exemptions from vaccination. Some companies are already requiring their workers to get their vaccinations or lose their jobs. The Los Angeles Board of Education has voted to require students 12 and older to be vaccinated against the coronavirus if they attend in-person classes in the country's second largest school district. The board's vote Thursday makes Los Angeles by far the largest of any very number of districts with a vaccine mandate. Under the plan for Los Angeles, students 12 and up who participate in sports and extracurricular activities need to be fully vaccinated by the end of October. The Taliban authorities allowed a Qatari charter flight to leave for Doha from Kabul Airport on Thursday, the first flight for evacuees to take off since the United States ended its military operation in Afghanistan on August 31st. Media outlets reporting the flight carried 113 passengers, among them 43 Canadians, 13 Dutch nationals. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan is urging the world to unite to prevent the economic collapse of the country, to address fears the Taliban's Islamic State may spread to its neighbors and to fight terrorism. Deborah Lyons told the UN Security Council Thursday the Taliban have visibly welcomed and sheltered al-Qaeda members and that Islamic State extremists remained active and could gain strength. Hong Kong police charged the group that organized the city's annual candlelight vigil marking the 1989 Tiananmen crackdown and three of its leaders with subversion under the new national security law. Two of the leaders of the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China are already serving jail terms for their roles in unauthorized protests in 2019. The third leader, together with four others who were arrested this week, were also charged with failing to comply with the requirement to provide information for a national security investigation. Police on Thursday raided the closed June 4th museum, which was run by the Alliance to commemorate the bloody Tiananmen Square crackdown in Beijing in 1989, and confiscated computers and documents from that venue. Well, the U.S. government is suing the southwestern state of Texas to try to block its new law that bans abortions in the state after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The most restrictive anti-abortion statute here in the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Justice Department is bringing the lawsuit against the country's second largest state as a duty to uphold the rule of law. He said all provisions of the law concerned him. U.S. Supreme Court on a 5-4 vote last week allowed the law to take effect, a decision praised by anti-abortion advocates looking to eventually overturn the court's landmark 1973 decision declaring that women in the United States hold a constitutional right to have an abortion. President Joe Biden warned that the law would cause unconstitutional chaos because it gives private citizens rather than the government the right to enforce it by filing civil lawsuits against people who help women obtain an abortion after 6 weeks, whether it be a doctor who performs the procedure or someone who drives a woman to a clinic. Law allows people winning such lawsuits to collect at least $10,000 and makes no exceptions in case of rape or incest. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.